Hey everybody, and welcome to the very first Cheap Ass Gamer CAGcast. It's kind of like a podcast, but we don't really know what that is, so we're going to go with CAGcast and sort of figure it out later. I'm your host, Cheapy D.
Hail to the king, baby.
And I'm here in the studio with Wombat5277.
Name's that.
How's it going, man?
Not bad.
Well, we got a great show today for our first show. We're going to touch on a couple news items. We're going to talk about some stuff that's going on in the game shopping world. But first, we're going to talk about Best Buy, because everybody loves to rip on Best Buy, and nobody loves it more than me. Yeah, last night I received this Best Buy confidential document from their corporate headquarters. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do with it yet.
Post it.
Probably not going to post the whole thing in its entirety.
Post it, you pansy, post it.
In its entirety. I spoke to my attorney about it, and she
you
didn't
mean your wife?
Yes, my wife. She didn't think it was a good idea for me to post the whole thing, so I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do. At the very least, I'm going to write an article about it. It is pretty interesting.
There's got to be a whip sound in this computer somewhere.
Yeah. Whoopsh, whoopsh. How was that? That was pretty good.
Not bad.
So I'm going to probably just write an article about it. It is pretty interesting. It talks about the whole Best Buy customer segments and stuff, but look for an article in the coming future and maybe a lawsuit from Best Buy.
Awesome.
And now on to a bit of video game shopping news. Eric X on the Cheap Ass Gamer forums posted that there's going to be 7 new greatest hits available on August 23rd. Wombat, what do you think about that?
It's not bad. I always like greatest hits games, even with the funky red banner on the top of the packaging.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of don't like that, but I could really give two craps about that.
Yeah, when, you know,
$20 is $20. If there's a red stripe on it, so be it.
We got ATV Off-Road Fury 3.
Yeah, that's not going to probably set the world on fire.
Hot Shots Golf 4.
Solid.
Yes.
Solid game.
Is that the one where you can play as, what is it, Jack or someone is unlockable in that? Or am I making I could be
you may
making,
be making
it, up.
It up.
If I'm making it up, feel free to post how I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Then we got Killzone.
Solid. A lot of people are going to pick that up at $20, I think.
Not me.
Not you. It's good. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's the Halo killer. For those who can't see my air quotes, I'll say air quotes, Halo killer.
Well, you know that the PS2 game Tribes Aerial Assault, on the box, it actually says Halo killer on the back of the box.
That's sad.
That's a great game, by the way.
It doesn't have voice support.
It does not. But the
it has no voice support.
I love Tribes. Don't make fun of Tribes. What else we got? What other games are coming
Jack
out in greatest
3.
Hits? Jack 3, solid.
Sly 2.
Very nice, very nice.
Ratchet and Clank.
Up your arsenal.
So you can so you can really get up to date on all your Sony-made platformer goodness.
Right. All those games are reviewed well. Personally, I'm a Ratchet and Clank man.
I'm surprised all of them sold enough to make it to greatest hits.
It doesn't work that way anymore. They want to...
Again,
if the publisher says they want to make a game greatest
showing
hits...
Showing that I have no business behind a microphone.
No. I just... That's my guess.
And, of course, the best one of all, Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter, yes.
For $20 in case, you know, you can't find it on sale at EB for $10 like it seems to be every other month.
Right. You can pay more for it.
Exactly.
So that's some news. All those 7 games are going to be available at Greatest Hits price on August 23rd.
At a fine retail store near you.
That's right. And now on to a bit of...
Shop S-Mart.
Right. Be sure to pick those games up at S-Mart. And now on to a little bit of cheap-ass video game industry news. This story I picked up off of GameSpot, and it's called Bully Draws Protesters to Rockstar's Front Doors. And this article talks about how a group based in Washington, D.C. made the trip out here to New York City just to protest the upcoming release of Rockstar's game, Bully.
I hope they took the Xella.
Yeah, I don't know. These guys usually... they're probably not well funded. I'm thinking they took the Volkswagen 60s van. Anyway, basically these guys, the Peaceaholics, are their name. They're looking to get Rockstar to just shelve the game and not release it, which is obviously not going to happen since they've spent millions of dollars developing it. But that didn't stop them from coming and yelling chants such as, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Rockstar Games has got to go.
Prosecute Rockstar Games. They are felons. Hey, how come I have to read the one that doesn't rhyme?
I think that was actually on the sign. They were carrying signs that said that. That may not have been an actual chant. But anyway, you get the general picture. Another group going after Rockstar. The sort of the funny thing about this, or not so funny thing about this, is that there's been very little information released about this game, and really nobody really knows what the game is about. There's only been like 3 screenshots released. So they're basically protesting something that they don't really know what they're protesting.
What else is new?
Right, exactly. Well, on that note, I think that wraps up our first cheap-ass gamer CADcast.
Don't forget to go to the boards and tell us how much we suck.
Right.
We love your positive feedback.
Yes. So we'll see you next time, hopefully.
Adios.
Say the words. Hail to the king, baby.